Priestley with Martin Bester.
It's all over the news, I think, everyone. Right, it's even on Sky News. The fires in Cape Town still raging this morning, and by the looks of things, will still be for a while. On the line is Lisette Lombard from Observatory, and she went on a trail run and ended up running away from the fire. Lisette, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
All right, thank you. Thanks for joining us from Cape Town this morning. So you say you're a runner. You went for a trail run. Where more or less did you go for your run?
I parked my car at Rhodes Memorial and I ran up to the blockhouse. And yeah, that's when I saw a little smoke at first, and I wasn't too concerned about it. I was planning on going along Table Mountain when I looked back, and then I realized that this fire was escalating at a very, very fast speed.
Because that's more or less where everything is around, is there by the Rhodes Memorial. So that's where you parked your car, you went for a run, you saw some smoke, but didn't, you know, make too much of it. And then the next thing, what did the wind turn or what happened?
Well, there was no wind, and all of a sudden there was a wind. And that's what happened. And it was a northerly wind, and it escalated. And I think the big thing is you don't realize how fast something like that can escalate. I thought I was fine. I was running down quickly. I thought I will still reach my car, no problem. And before I reached it, there was just the fire everywhere.
And then
I had to run away from the fire. Yeah.
Oh, so the fire got to your car and your car started burning?
Well, yes. I didn't wait around to see that. I just knew that it was. I just heard two explosions, which I afterwards heard was the gas bottles at the Rhodes Memorial restaurant.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And
so
then
I was
obviously,
just running,
and then you ran away from the whole thing to, you know, can obviously save yourself. And when did you get back to your car? Did you ever? I mean, did you see the wreckage or what?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I would probably wait until they let me know what's safe to probably go and have a look at it. But luckily, when I got out of the forest, there was firefighters waiting to escort me down out of the area. I think we were all just, there was another elderly gentleman who also lost his car, and then the lady from the Rhodes Memorial restaurant, she was lovely, you know. She was so in shock because she lost her restaurant that burned down.
Shame.
And she was just handing out water for everyone.
Ach, man.
She was so sweet.
In the tragedy and all of that, she was being kind. That's amazing.
Yes.
So there were other people around as well when you went on your trail run?
There was actually no one. I just saw, there were two younger kids that walked towards the fire when I came running out.
Oh.
And I just called them away. Well, not kids, you know, they were students, but they wanted to go and have a look and see what it was like. And I was just warning them to stay away, because I don't think you realize how quickly something like that can escalate.
That's the problem. People underestimate fires. You think to yourself, you're just going to have a look. When that wind comes up, especially in Cape Town, it's just like that, and you're in the middle of it.
Yes, that's exactly what happened with me. I mean, I didn't even, there was no wind. And within 15 minutes, there was a fire, and it was everywhere.
Well, I hope I believe you do have insurance, but that's not the point. It's a horrible experience, but I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, thank you.
And what's it looking like this morning? What's the situation?
Well, it's still, I could hear helicopters and things, and it seems like it's quite very foggy. But I heard that UCT's library burned down.
I know, yeah. It's horrible, horrible,
so,
horrible.
Yeah, when I just came out, I had to go to the police station to get a case number, and I just saw a lot of students being evacuated. It was quite scary. It was surreal.
And the wind situation in Cape Town this morning, what's the weather looking like?
It seems to be calming down a bit, but there's still a bit of wind.
Okay.
It's not as hectic as it was earlier last night.
Oh, really? So it's calmed a bit?
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, thanks for sharing your story. Sorry about your car. Glad you're okay, though.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate it.
All right, Lisette. Look after yourself and love to everyone else there around you in Cape Town this morning. We're thinking of you. Cheers, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Lisette Lombard there telling us the story how she went on that trail run. The next thing, those flames. And people underestimated, hey? Horrible.
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.